This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, red tape. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When you wiretap your spouse and/or lover and you hear they're planning to kill you, there may be nothing you or anybody can do about it. Joe secretly tape-recorded his wife Brenda's telephone calls that she made from the family residence. The recordings captured a conversation between Brenda and Marvin, which revealed not only were the two having an affair, but they planned to kill Joe, and sure enough, within 48 hours of the recorded conversation, Joe was found bludgeoned to death in his home. A short time later, police came across the tapes, which resulted in Brenda and Marvin being convicted of first-degree murder. But their convictions were overturned on the grounds that the tapes violated the federal wiretap law and thus could not be used as evidence. The trial judge had allowed the tapes into evidence, finding an implied exception that permits one family member to wiretap another over a family phone. But the California Supreme Court ruled the only exception is for law enforcement officials with a warrant. So this real-life story about death is over. Neither Joe nor the tapes will ever play again. Until death do us part has a whole new meaning. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.